Thank you very much. I want to be as brief as possible. At the same time, I won't be able to speak up here for a few months, so I have some things that I want to say. I've never before gone to jail to actually serve a sentence, and I have a feeling that some of the things I want to say today, I'm saying as much for myself as I'm saying for the other defendants, and also that I'm saying to you. It's very interesting going to jail being 6 months pregnant. And I think it's going to be the first kid that ever served his sentence before he sat in. I understand that there are also some famous people that have been born in jail, so maybe it'll work out all right. The other thing is, it's almost like giving the kid an installment plan. Because, you know, like a credit system. In other words, when he sits in Sproul Hall 20 years from now, he can tell him he already served 6 weeks. And you do something like that. At any rate, I want to get serious. I had to say something about that kind of thing. And I want to say that, of course, there is the apprehension that we all feel as we go to jail, as we go into court, as we pay fines. My opinion, I think that we can overcome that apprehension because of the strength of a movement and the glory and the beauty of something called FSM. We stood up and fought for constitutional liberties, and we were absolutely right in so doing. Shock waves from that Berkeley earthquake still reverberate in the halls of academe throughout this country. We were right, and I say with confidence, if we had it to do over again, we would. And we do it again and again and again and as many times as we had to. The jail sentences and the fines handed down to those arrested on the 3rd of December 1964 are cruel and vindictive. But they will not change the fact that we did rise up as a united student body to defend our political and academic liberties. Repainting Sproul Hall as they did shortly after the sit-in, and the planned reconversion of Sproul Hall from an administrative to a classroom building, even tearing down the building, will not wipe out the sit-in. And her walls will always reverberate with the voices, the laughter, and the songs that was the free speech movement. The FSM represented more than the tangible gains of political rights won by the students. It represented really the strength and spirit of people who, probably for many of them for the first time in their lives, stood up and said, no, enough, listen. That was the FSM. And things will never be the same again here. They will never be the same by giving us jail sentences. They will not change anything. And that we discovered that we could stand up, that we could fight for our rights, and that the earth would not crumble beneath us, and that we could really achieve some kind of unity and spirit of community which anyone who lived through the FSM will never forget. Of such stuff came our ecstasy in 1964, and from such ecstasy comes our strength and our hope for the future. There are those who say that maybe we were right, but that law and order must be maintained. Justice, they say, must reign. Be off to jail and pay your fines. That is nothing but shameless hypocrisy. Law and order and justice indeed. The UC administration and the regents violated the Constitution with impunity and were never indicted, much less convicted of jail. The former mayor of Oakland forbids a peaceful march against the war in Vietnam in October 1965 to preserve law and order, and 6 months later we discover that his zeal for the law has led him to steal $90,000 from a dead woman's family. Muhammad Ali stands up for his right not to kill his brothers in Vietnam and gets 5 years, and George Hamilton gets a deferment to support his poverty-stricken mother. Former Governor Brown orders the arrest of 814 students in his state and then hurries off to Greece a few years later to defend Andreas Papandreou. I suppose it's safe to defend liberty 6,000 miles from home, but where were his principles in 1964? The executives of General Electric swindle millions of dollars from people in a price-fixing racket and get maximum sentences of 60 days. We fight for political liberty and get maximum sentences of 4 months. That's justice, American style. They ought to make a movie about it. Adam Clayton Powell gets bounced from Congress and Senator Dodd gets a mild censure and we're told there's no racism in America. The greatest weapon they have against us now is to demoralize us, to split us apart, but most of all to beat us down. In this they must not succeed. We must stand firm and proud and believe, and it is true, that what we did was absolutely right. Dr. Du Bois was very right when he wrote in his farewell message, "Always human beings will live and progress to greater, broader, and fuller life. The only possible death is to lose belief in this truth, because the great end comes slowly, because time is long." The greatest thing for us in jail will be to read daily that the movement goes on, that there is no silence so long as Vietnamese are murdered, so long as racism persists. Stay in the streets, and when we get out, we'll join you, and we'll be together, and we'll stay in the streets. To the judges in their robes, to the pious hypocrites in Congress, to the demagogue and the murderer in the White House, build high, build wide your prison walls, that there be room enough inside for all who hold you in contempt. Thank you.